Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The week is over, but wait, there's more. Sound like I'm doing an infomercial.
But wait, there's more week.
Right, there's another week coming, and you get it free. Right here, Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. The charts for the week of October 21st to the 25th. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can always tell, I think, if you're an astute listener, when I have Michael here and when I don't have Michael here. Not to say that there aren't other capable people who can go through the charts and talk about things, but Michael and I enjoy a long friendship, and you can probably hear that as we go through our conversations every week. But when he's not here, I miss him.
Oh, so that's so sweet.
I get long on the tooth, and I, oh, Michael's not here today.
Oh, Dougie.
We'll still go through all of you. Sound like Jennifer Horn now.
Calls me does she call you Dougie?
Calls me Dougie. Been calling me Dougie for the 20-some-odd years I've known her. All right, so let's get to it. Stories and people, big list, big-time stuff. We'll discuss things that we've missed. I want to talk a lot about some of the interviews you've been doing and the wrap, but we'll save that for the end of the hour. Right now, time for us to, we'll go through the list and we'll pick apart some of the things. I have some very specific questions I want to ask Michael about some of these stories, very strong stories.
Okay, here we go as we perch our patooties on partisan polls.
Very good. You've been practicing. Wait a minute. That's not the first time you said that. You said that somewhere else beside here.
Admit to it. And when I did, I flubbed it. So this was the first perfect one. No. At number 10, we have Snowden on UFOs.
I think it was great, by the way. We'll talk about that a little bit. So.
At number 9, we have Representative Katie Hill scandal, and the and there's nudity involved.
Yes, and Nazis. And nudity.
Woo. Right, and we're going to show those pictures on this show this afternoon.
Absolutely. Post them online at Talkers.
Oh, no, not online, right on the radio.
It's a
theater of the mind.
Right, that's true.
The Pharaoh book and the Me Too movement are tied at number 9 with the Representative Katie Hill scandal. I learned a word I never heard. A thruple. A thruple.
What's that? I never heard that.
That's a three-way couple.
Yeah,
you learn something every day.
We talk about ménage à trois. Is that basically?
That's what we used to say back in France.
Ménage à trois.
Okay. We used to call it a ménage à trois.
Said that in college. Never mind in France.
At number 8, we have the California wildfires and the power blackouts from PG&E. And those in the audience who are real old timers will remember that PG&E is the name of a rock group, and their hit was "Are You Ready?" Do you remember that?
It was an LA group, actually.
Yeah. All right, you do
well,
remember
them. Civic Gas and Electric. Well, it's kind of like there are a couple of other groups that were like that, like. Chicago Transit Authority. They first were called CTA. Remember that?
Wow, you remember that. Cool.
Oh, yes. Well, you and I, you know, we cut our teeth doing the same stuff. I wasn't quite as raucous as you, nor did I advance as quickly or as well as you did in the music world. I went right into talk. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Chicago Transit Authority, before they were that, were called something like, I don't know if I have it right, The Big Thing.
I remember that. That's a step ahead of me.
Yeah, but it was either The Big Thing or The Great Big Thing or, you know, whatever. At number 7, climate change, gun control, and the economy. And at number 6, immigration reform, race relations, and health care reform. Interesting, all of these topics, there are 6 of them that I just cited tied at the number 6 and 7 position. They're all talked about because of the 2020 election. But they're not getting anything that's being done about them because we're so consumed with the reality show.
That's part of a question I want you to pursue with me after we get through the list.
Yeah, the show business capital of the world, Washington.
Yeah, right.
From the showbiz capital of
the world,
Washington, D.C. The Hollywood of the East Coast. At number 5, 2020 presidential race tied with the Clinton-Gabbard spat. That's hard to spit that
one. Made for TV movie. That's
oh
stupid.
My gosh. Yeah.
It isn't at all what
it's disgusting. It's just despicable.
Yes, it is.
Despicable. At number four, we have the Brexit turmoil and the Canadian election. At number three, we have Facebook hearings. At number two, the Syria troop withdrawal and Turkey sanctions lifted. And number one, the impeachment inquiry and the Ukraine scandal. Mm-hmm. The people place, we have at number 10, Edward Snowden. At number nine, Katie Hill. Ronan Farrow and Matt Lauer. At number eight, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. At number six, Hillary Clinton and Tulsi Gabbard. At number six, Boris Johnson and Justin Trudeau. At five, Mark Zuckerberg. He gets his own little loft there at number five by himself. At number four, Lindsey Graham and Adam Schiff. At number three, Bill Taylor and Gordon Sondland. At number two, Joe and Hunter Biden, the flying Biden brothers. Mm. And at number one,
we have high wire act.
Yeah, Donald Trump. Boy, talk about being in a tight spot there. I can imagine what the two of them
Trump?
Talk about. No, Joe and Hunter. Oh, yeah. I mean, on one level, they're part of a thing to discredit Trump, and another thing, they're discredited as collateral damage in the process. What a mess.
Yep.
It's all Tulsi Gabbard's fault.
It is, or Katie Hill, maybe, at this point.
Well,
the business, you just said something that led me right into an area that I wanted to have us transgress, if you will. The items that you put together, sort of three, four in each position. So we've got a half a dozen things that lead us to believe, when you look at them, that they're very important, but we're not doing anything about them because we have become... We've stagnated on the federal level, and impeachment is just the result, sort of all the stagnation. And the stagnation is because people are not doing what they're supposed to, what they're hired to do, what they're voted in to do. So I'm thinking that it's an interesting perspective to get from you how you feel about government at the federal level, at the state level, and at your local level. You live outside of Springfield, Mass. Do you involve yourself in local government, and is it effective, the government of your town, and how about the state of Massachusetts and the federal government? Do you think you're getting what you're paying for?
Wow, that's a very long series of questions.
It is, yes.
And so, students, and I'm going to lecture
you
on
them,
local...
No,
the fact is, look, here's the problem. The problem is that anything big is a problem. Big government, big business,
big
religion, anything big, because what do they have in common? They're the cellular level, they're run by people.
Yeah.
And people, when organized, can be very self-serving, where the organization's well-being takes precedent over the original.
You said that about the big radio companies.
Well, that's part of big business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big media is a subset of big business.
Yep.
So what do I think of government? I think that government has to be watched very carefully by big media. Big media has to be watched very carefully by big government. And big religion's got to be watched carefully by big education. And I am a believer in the balance of powers. I think that the thing that the founding fathers were so brilliant about, infusing into our system called the United States of America and the Constitution, is that one division of the government is watching out for the other. Oversight. I think it's very important. Otherwise, you have autocracy and you have problems. So, to answer your question, whether government is on a local level or whether government's on a national level, it's still government. It has power. They have enormous leverage over people's lives, and they have to be watched very, very carefully. To finish my little answer about local government, it's a shame that local newspapers and local radio have been having a lot of problems economically and have had to make major cutbacks in terms of their staffs, because with all the attention going to the reality show that's happening in Washington and the fascination we have with the grand master of entertainment, Donald Trump, and taking our eye off the ball of doing work or paying attention to what the dog catcher and the garbage collectors are doing. The scoundrels that are running local government on the city level, on the county level, even on the state level, are getting away with murder because they're not being held accountable on the same level they used to when local media was thriving, or at least more healthy than it is today.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's some food for thought there. You know, you look at, like, this thing with Representative Katie Hill. I'd never heard of her before. She's from California, first time around for her. She's 32 years old. And she's going through a divorce, so her husband sends a bunch of pictures of her to a website, which then gets uploaded to a British tabloid, which then appears everywhere. And, here we are. We're distracted. I don't know anything about this woman and her politics, what she's done since she's been, and I will never probably have the chance to get that information because she's done.
You'll never have the opportunity to meet her.
Well, I don't know about meeting her, but she's not cut out of the same cloth I am. No. But, you know, bong aside, the Nazi...
Oh, you're really getting into the weeds. That's right. She reportedly has Nazi tattoos and a naked picture of her with a bong.
Yeah. Right. But could she be an effective representative in spite of all of that?
Yes.
Maybe, but you'll never know, because she's going to get her butt literally and figuratively tossed out.
Maybe she will and maybe she won't. I don't know. Maybe she'll go on to
a bigger
career.
You know, there's some people, she could be a reporter or be,
Al Franken was sacrificed by the Democrats, so it looked like they don't support their own, because he was very unpopular among his own party.
He shouldn't have left.
That's what I'm saying. He was pushed out by his own people. He was not pushed out by the Republicans.
Same as what happened to Dole Heffley in Colorado. He was the chairman of the Ethics Committee, and he threw out, he's a Republican, and he threw out Tom DeLay because he was as crooked as the day is long, and he got rewarded for his work by getting, the Republican Party spent thousands of dollars to put up somebody to run against him, and he lost. He did his job. Next is a breakthrough. This is for those of you who have high blood sugar compounds. If you are fasting because you want to get rid of the blood sugar in your system, maybe there's a better way. If you got pre-diabetic analysis from your doctor, or maybe you have a type 2 diabetes, or you like sugar, whatever it is, here's the product that will deal with that. This is all natural. The advanced glucose support you get from Curalin is like nothing else that's on the market. Manage healthy blood sugar levels. Save $20 off your first bottle. Curalin.net, code DJV.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net, code DJV.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, that conversation doesn't continue. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. Smile in my voice because Michael is here. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and we are here ostensibly to look at some of the stories. We go through the list, and then we pick out some of the things that are important for us to get a handle on. Something that's different. I don't know. Honestly, I'm going to leave this to you. Number one, number two, they are important. They are, according to your research, the number one most discussed items. But kind of in league with what I asked you about government before, I don't know that they're what are you going to get out of continuing to talk about? Because I don't think anything has changed, really. You know, the impeachment thing may be getting a little hotter. The situation with Syria maybe is a little more defined. I find number three to be very interesting. The Facebook hearings back in front of Congress is Mark Zuckerberg, who is not a favorite of Congress, and he doesn't much like them either. The last time he was there, you remember, he got asked some really stupid questions by some old fogies who obviously don't, they were asking about the iPhone. Hello. Okay, so you can use Facebook on an iPhone. You've got nothing to do with iPhone. Anyway, the focus, right?
Yeah.
The focus is on political advertising or political stories or news. So what do we take out of this with regard to
what we take
facts?
Out of it is that we have to really sit down and think about how we deal with the new digital age in terms of the First Amendment.
Who's we?
We mean society.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you and I were co-king, it would just be the two of us. But
right.
We have to deal with Donald Trump first.
Yeah.
Then we can have a thruple. The three of us will be king. But that being said, Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of these platforms that we consider to be, oh, how cool, you know, these offbeat little digital things that the kids are doing and the hip adults are doing. Hey, we're way beyond that. It's 2019. It's almost 2020. I mean, I'm already preparing for the 22nd century. And
are you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. but we really are facing a bunch of really, really critical questions about freedom of speech, freedom from intrusive spying, you know, privacy issues. It really is coming to a very, very critical point. And that's what this represents, to answer your question. Mm-hmm. Is Mark Zuckerberg responsible for having this platform that he has created? Is he responsible for policing it in terms of what people consider to be truth versus
your
fiction?
Your answer to that question is?
My answer is he's responsible, like anybody is, to police their platform, but he's not responsible under law to have the right answers for it. In other words, you can't do it any more than you're responsible if you're doing a daily talk show as you do, of knowing that every caller that calls you or every guest that you have is necessarily right. Not even whether they're truthful, whether they're correct. It can't be done. Anytime you try to dominate and police the marketplace of ideas, all you do is repress speech. You don't encourage it. We had that with the Fairness Doctrine. So the point is, no, I don't like Zuckerberg for a million reasons that are hard to explain. Some of them are gut. Some of them, I think he's arrogant. Some, I think they're very self-serving. I'm not a Facebook fan. That being said, I support his right to run the thing under the First Amendment of the Constitution. It's a private enterprise. It's not government controlled, and it shouldn't be too much.
So he's not required then to give people equal time, that sort of thing. That's interesting.
No,
we'll talk a little more about this. We're continuing here on the Talk Radio Couch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what the mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Coast to Coast.
Time is now to go back to the charts. Talk Radio is in the focus here, News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with the overview. He's given us the story. You want to review? Last week, Kevin started something. I was thinking, you know what? We ought not to go through these just once during the course of our hour-long get-together, but perhaps twice, just to highlight what the stories are for people who may not have heard at the beginning of the hour what the big stories were. Michael, what do you think?
Nah.
You are okay. There we go. Okay.
All right. We'll go through it real quick. You see, the folks, a little behind-the-scenes strategy here. The question that strikes me is, in doing that, are we serving the people that haven't been around for the beginning of the show?
Encouraging them to come in late,
who haven't heard it? Or are we boring the hell out of the people who already were on time and making them listen to it again? What I would prefer to do, let's modernize this.
Okay.
And say, if you want to know this full thing, go to talkers.com and look up top topics, and there it'll be. But I'm kidding a little bit.
I usually say that during the course of the program a couple of times, and I repeat, we record the top stories and interject them into the countdown as well. So it's up to you.
All right. Let's do it only because I don't want to be disrespectful of you, and I'm partially kidding. At number 10, Snowden on UFOs. At number
Which
9.
Part of you is kidding?
Don't you ever really, as I'm beginning this, isn't there something in the back of your head saying, oh, geez, why are we doing this? At number 9, Representative Katie Hill scandal and the Farrow book and the Me Too thing. At number 8, the California wildfires and power blackouts. You should really tell everybody the reason Kevin did it is because you were late for getting back from the bathroom. At number 7, climate change, gun control.
You must have been reading my mind because I was about to say that.
Even when I'm not around, I'm tuned in. So we're at number 6, immigration reform, race relations, and health care reform. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race and the Clinton-Gabbard spat, which is the past participle of spit. At number 4, we have Brexit turmoil and Canadian election. Facebook hearings at number 3. Maybe we'll talk about that. At number 2, Syria troop withdrawal and Turkey sanctions lifted. And number 1, the impeachment inquiry and the Ukraine scandal. The people on the survey. At number 10, Edward Snowden. And number 9, Katie Hill, Ronan Farrow, and Matt Lauer. At number 8, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. At number 6, Hillary and Tulsi. At number seven, Hillary and Tulsi. At number 6, Boris and Justin. Mark Zuckerberg is at 5. Lindsey Graham and Adam Schiff at 4. Bill Taylor and Gordon Sondland at 3. Joe and Hunter Biden at 2. And Donald Trump at 1. And there you go. For
nice
those of you
job,
just
man.
Joining us. Now be here on time the next time, folks.
All right. And me too.
Right.
Sometimes nature calls.
Right.
So here are the business of non-political. The service here is acknowledging that we are on mostly news talk radio stations that are they're politically based. So we have other things, and I think it was you 3 or 4 weeks ago acknowledging that there are a lot of elements in the top 10 list, but oftentimes it's the first 2 or 3 that take all the attention. And for example, number 4 this week is boring Boris and his Brexit stuff. I don't know that a whole lot of attention was paid to that, even though it's a very interesting, he's an interesting character, and it's it may be not only interesting but important to America, but yet again back to what is taking all the oxygen out of the room.
Yeah.
And you know, whether we do a disservice by not getting into that stuff a little bit more than we might. The Clinton-Gabbard thing, I think, is an example of something being taken out of context. Do you agree with that, not knowing the whole story?
Taking out of context?
Well, what she said wasn't what was reported.
What did she really say?
Well, apparently she was making a reference to Gabbard in a non-political way. The interesting thing also about this, if I may continue the aside, Tulsi Gabbard seems to have come from nowhere. Do you ever hear of her before?
No, and as a matter of fact, it's only until this week that I could remember her name without writing it down.
Really?
Yeah, I avoided talking about her because I can never remember Tulsi Gabbard. It was hard for my brain to connect with it.
Don't you find that sometimes you have people...
Go ahead.
Well, some of the other candidates that are running seem to have come from no place.
But I found Tulsi Gabbard more interesting than the other candidates because I like that streak in her hair. That struck me as very interesting. And I don't mean to be sexist or demean her or whatever, but the thing that everybody was saying after she first appeared, when nobody had heard of her other than people in Hawaii, really, was she was the one with a streak in her hair. Isn't it true? Tell me isn't it?
She came from Hawaii. That seems to have been, that's where I came in on her. I thought, oh, wow, this is somebody interesting from Hawaii. And then she went to the service, or back, because she was on active duty, and that made me even more interested in what kind of...
The more you learn about her, the more intriguing she is.
Right.
She is intriguing as a person. But then again, so is Marianne Williamson intriguing.
I thought so. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And,
I
miss her on the debate. I think their ratings would be higher if they kept her around just as a dash of color.
But she addresses something that a lot of people are thinking. I happen to be someone who, and you kind of do too, who espouses her spiritual philosophy. And I found nothing wrong with her saying, when the rest of these news media jerkleburgers were taking shots of her, shots at her, when she said at the end of her first appearance, she'd like to think that love could prevail. Well, what in the world is wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, I've always believed all you need is love, da-da-da-da.
Yeah. All right. Dun, 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 dun.
All you need is love.
So Gabbard was incensed when Mrs. Clinton labeled her as a Russian asset, even though all of that, the attention brought her back into the focus. I don't think it hurt her. She kind of turned it around and used it to her advantage, frankly. Clinton's trying to insert. I just think she's trying to get in.
I agree.
The back door.
I think she's putting herself back in the conversation as a potential candidate. It's what they call a trial balloon. She's testing the water. She wants to be president, for crying out loud. She's going to run for president forever.
Well, Kelsey Gabbard endorsed Bernie Sanders last time around, and Clinton didn't like it, and all of her friends, according to Gabbard, didn't like it. She was told by a political operative that her career was over in politics because she didn't support
Clinton. Is very vindictive.
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And Gabbard is interesting. I don't think Gabbard is a serious contender to be president, but I think she's an interesting person on the world stage, on the national stage.
I think
stage
she looks
right
a little
now.
Like Meghan, now the queen or the princess.
Markle?
You think Meghan Markle? Do you think it looks a little like her?
Well, perhaps there's a certain.
But Hillary Clinton was trying to portray her as a traitor, as someone who was an operative for the Russians. I suppose if anybody knows about the Russians, Hillary ought to know about the Russians.
Right.
And
right.
She just basically told Hillary to drop dead, which kind of is an interesting. You know, she did. She's got an anti-elitism campaign going.
Mm-hmm.
She's very much a populist. She's all like Trump, actually.
She's well spoken. She's well spoken, and she was relatively supportive of Trump in terms of his Middle Eastern policies.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So anyway, she's not going to win, as you said, but she's an interesting character and needs. I don't know if it's respect. I'm not sure what some of these people. I'm not sure respect is the right. Way of putting it, but in a moment I want to talk about the let me go back to the Facebook hearings a little bit and data privacy. That is not something that is being discussed as much as it ought to be, but I think we ought to pay some attention to it. First, though, I'm going to encourage you to get healthy by losing weight and not using a crash diet, not going on drugs, not taking stimulants, but using a product called Calitren, Calotren. Why do I recommend Calitren? It worked for me, and I'm not heavy, but I wanted to lose some of the little poncho doodle that I have at the end of every winter. So I did. I got on it. And you know what? I started last year at this time as a defense mechanism against all of the eating of candy at Halloween and the food at Thanksgiving and the Christmas parties, Christmas itself, New Year's, Valentine's Day. All that stuff leads to weight gain for most people, no matter what your age. So with Calitren, it helps in weight loss by giving a sort of shot in the, I don't know where you want to get the shot in your butt. In terms of collagen protein being reinvigorated, you stop producing your own collagen when you're in your 20s. And that's why you kind of start gaining weight then, because collagen is the key to promoting lean muscle. And also with the muscle pushing out the fat, losing the weight, this isn't something that you take all day, every day. Take it once a night when you go to bed. That's it. No jitters, no upset stomach. There's nothing unhealthy about this product. That's why I'm happy to recommend it. It's called Calitren, and you go to Calitren.com, use the promo code DJV, and you can take advantage of the huge Halloween special they're running right now. Don't miss out. This is the biggest deal of the year. You buy three and get three free. Shipping goes along with it. So it's the resource for losing weight and keeping it off. All right, as we enter the eating season, Calitren should be top of mind. Get it, start on the program to sort of be, what is it, the best defense is a good offense? Calitren.com, been around for almost 30 years, natural drug free. It's at toploss.com or Calitren.com. That's Calitren to lose the weight. Use the DJV code for the great bargains. At talkers.com, you also find a weekly listing of the people who enjoy focus. That is, they're the ones that are being talked about the most, according to what Talkers does, listening to radio stations and programs, talking to hosts, etc. At number 10 on the people list, Edward Snowden. At number 9, Katie Hill. Number 8, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. All of the politicians that are running for the president at the top of the list are 8 and 7. Let's see here. Number 6, Boris Johnson. Number 5, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 4, Lindsey Graham. Number 3, Gordon Sondland. Number 2, Joe and his son Hunter. That is the Bidens. And number 1 is El Presidente, the Donald Trump. That's the way the list shakes out. Thank you for listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts, the top stories, top 10, from number 10 to number 1, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com in case you don't pick up on the nuance, the subtlety of my going through the list. At number 10, Edward Snowden comes out on UFOs. Number 9, the saga of Representative Katie Hill. Sort of a scandal, I guess. Number 8, scandal as PG&E shuts out the power and wildfires continue in California. Climate change, number 7. Number 6, immigration reform. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, the Brexit situation. Number 3, the Facebook hearings in Washington. Number 2, the Syrian situation, Turkey, Syria, the United States, the Russians. And number 1, the impeachment situation, the scandal that is. But it is a scandal, I think, no matter how you look at it. It's a scandal. Those are the top 10 stories, according to Talkers, this week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with me. I'm Doug Steffen, looking at the charts and ancillary conversation. We were talking about number 3, the Facebook hearings. There's a new bill introduced by Senator Ron Wyden, Michael, called the Mind Your Own Business Act, which I thought was pretty fabulous. It incorporates feedback on legislation that started, actually, it was thrown in the hopper last fall, holding executives of companies responsible for user privacy violations. So how does that square with what you were talking about a few minutes ago?
Well, I think that the genie's out of the bottle. I don't think it's possible to really ensure our privacy any longer. Mm-hmm. We can try to protect it, We can put systems in place, but I don't think we can any longer ensure privacy in the digital era. And I think that privacy is one of the pillars upon which freedom is built. So I think that I think our freedom and our privacy are in jeopardy because of the great breakthroughs in communications. And I think that we have to figure it out. And I think one of the ways is in education. We have to start teaching our kids how to live in the digital age and protect themselves from the perils that it presents.
Yep, 100% agree. I get newsletters from a lot of stations that carry this program. KMMS is one of them out in Montana. And the one of the highlights they have in their newsletter is how Gabbard was elevated in Iowa by the things that Hillary Clinton said because they don't like Hillary Clinton in Iowa. So, you know, it's a, be careful when you're calling attention to stuff. I think she's kind of a maniac, Hillary is, at this point, about some of this silly stuff. More from Michael Harrison on the Countdown in a matter of moments here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Get to the Bible by going to talkers.com, where you'll find the stories, as Michael so eloquently pointed out a few minutes ago. All the stories are listed there, all the people. That list is there, and lots of other ancillary stories about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, plus info. Michael is the interviews that he does every week, sort of intriguing. I think we missed talking about Jim Bohannon, who's one of our favorites, you and I. Mm-hmm. He was there last week in the Michael Harrison interview. This week you have... What a contrast.
I know.
Well, first of all, Mick Foley.
Yeah. The Jim Bohannon interview is still there for folks that want to hear it at MHInterview.com. Mick Foley, though, who's this week's interview, he's the top of the pile of a list of some very cool people. Mick Foley is a retired WWE professional wrestler. He's a three-time champion, and he's one of those guys that played characters, and he played off-the-wall, violent, brutal characters. And he played one character called Mankind, a guy that was sort of a Hannibal Lecter type, with a leather mask that covered half his face to keep him from eating people. And he'd pull his hair out. He was disgusting. And he used to really be known in the business of wrestling, a guy that put his body on the line for the sake of excitement. In other words, he had a million broken bones, smashed up teeth, lost an ear. I mean, we're talking the guy. It's amazing that he is alive. And the irony is he's an intellectual, he is well-spoken, and he's a humanitarian. And since he retired, he has gone on to become a public speaker, a prolific author, 2 number one bestsellers in the New York Times. And I talked to him about All the World's a Stage. I talked to him about how the WWE now openly admits that it's fake, and yet ever since then it's become more popular, and it's just as real as if it were real. The audience is in on it. It's improvisational theater. And I brought up the point that Donald Trump, before he was president, was so effective as a character that the WWE used as in real life. Donald Trump used to have, like, spats, to use that word, with Vince McMahon, and right. shaved McMahon's head in the middle of the ring during WrestleMania. They had a whole storyline. Donald Trump was in wrestling that the President of the United States being part of that, and now with Washington being a reality show, there's a connection here between Donald Trump's personality and just putting on a show. And we're at a time now where the media and reality have blurred the line so much between yep. fact and fiction that we don't know what's real anymore.
As crazy as he may be, in whatever place you put Trump, he's no dummy when it comes to this kind of stuff. He understands showbiz. So that's an interesting listen. I listened to the Bohannon thing. I liked it because I like Bohannon. I don't know this guy, so I'll learn.
Oh, this is one of the most interesting conversations that's ever been played. I mean, I'm proud of this one because it's abstract. It covers a ground that you don't often hear talked about.
Yeah.
And that's what I always try to do. I always try to bring to the table something that's not being discussed, or at least an angle that's original.
Now, the Michael Harrison rap that you do, it's on, it's basically originates on a station in Washington, also carries this program. This is people say, well, isn't it like the Countdown? And I said, no, it isn't like the Countdown. But why don't you give us an overview? Because people can find that at thetalkers.com.
Its connection to the Countdown is that I'm on it, and that it does refer to the top topics in the country, because that's what I do.
Right.
You know? So if I'm going to be on this show, it's going to come and there. But it's a far more exacting conversation about the national conversation, and basically it's what people in talk media are talking about, and it has interviews. It has a number of interviews with people from all sides of the spectrum. It's nonpartisan. And it's been doing very well. It's only a one-hour show. It's every week. It's called the Michael Harrison Rap. And if you want to hear it, folks, it's at MHRap with a W, MHRap.com. I really would appreciate it to check it out because we work very hard in producing it.
WRAP. Great call letters for a radio station. Is there a call letter? Is there a radio station that's WRAP?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I do know that Wonk is a fictitious call letter. It's not the real call letter of the station, and Wonk is a pretty big
W-O-N-K.
Handle. Yeah, yeah. So I'm having fun with that station. It's very experimental and a lot of fun.
Out in cow country, WMOO, real call letters for a station out in Wisconsin somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. A lot of fun, a lot of information, a lot of great stuff. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find out what's going on. Talkers.com is the website. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.